The first reading from the prophet Jeremiah today really gives us a lot of comfort that God doesn't easily give up on us. Look at each and every one of our lives, huh? If God is impatient like us, he would have left us to our own demise, our own perdition. But just like the potters, huh? Whenever we become too hardened, huh? He continued to reform us, continue to work at us. And that gives us a lot of consolation that God doesn't give up on us. Just because we become arrogant, just because we're too proud, just because we're too sinful, just because we are too full of ourselves. He continued to work, forming the clay, forming our soul, forming us deep from within. God doesn't easily give up on us. And the kingdom of God, just like what the Lord Jesus said today, is like casting the net out there, right? This is what we're called to do, to preach the gospel, to bring the kingdom of God, the good news to all, not just the people we like or not just the people that we somehow think that, oh, it's good enough for that, right? Oftentimes we are the obstacle to the kingdom of God so that people come to know Jesus, right? And come to be free because of their knowledge and their love for him. The kingdom of God, Jesus said, is like the net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. So it's up to us too, to preach the gospel to all, not just the selective few. Then let God and let the holy ones take care of that at the end of time, right? He will be the one who sorted out the good and the bad, not our job. Our job is to preach the gospel so that everyone knows the good news and be free and allow the good news to form and reform them, just that the good news and the grace of God continue to form and reform us each day. It takes humility, it takes trust that this is much bigger than me, bigger than my understanding, bigger than what I can comprehend, bigger than what I can control. This is the kingdom of God and not my kingdom. This is his church, his mystical body, his bridesmaid, not mine. Which leads me toward the memorial of Blessed Stanley Rother today. If you don't know much about him, read him up, right? In the 80s, a lot of dioceses in Central America were asking for priests to come down and to assist them. And Blessed Stanley Rother, a farm boy, from nowhere in Oklahoma, chose to volunteer to come down to Guatemala. And someone who, just like St. John Vianney, struggled in the seminary because he wasn't good with Latin, right? He came down to Guatemala and picked up not only Spanish, but the local dialect, Quechiquel. Someone who couldn't even grasp Latin in seminary became the first one who translated the scripture into the local Mayan dialect. But the power of the Holy Spirit was upon him. He cared for the poor, and he spoke out against the wrong that was done on the people because of the dictatorship of the government. He knew the price that he was going to have to pay. He knew that they were going to put a price on his head. And there was a time that his own people told him, "Father, you have to go back to the United States so that you can be saved." So he took his people advice at first, but when he came back to Oklahoma, he felt like it wasn't right. So he returned back, and he got murdered, cold-blooded, in the chapel. And I know all of this firsthand because before I joined the military, I was able to take a group of college students down to the Patsun area, down to the Santiago de Atitlan, the area, to care for the poor, especially those who work at coffee plantation and live up on the mountainous area, the indigenous Mayan people down there. They love Father Stanley Rother because he is the shepherd that never ran away. He was always with his people. And according to what people said, that after he got murdered, so they tried to gather all the blood that came from him, and they put it in a jar, right? And as of today, when you go into the church where he was pastor at, you will see his shrine on the right-hand corner at the back of the church. And they said that his blood never congealed. And when his family asked to have his body to be taken back to the U.S., the local indigenous people asked if they could keep his heart. So his heart and the blood that showed his martyrdom is still there in Guatemala. The shepherd who never ran away. The shepherd who loved his people. The shepherd who spoke the truth. The shepherd who cared much beyond than the checklist. And today, as we celebrate blesses Stanley Rother, may we recognize that the good news give us the same freedom, the same courage, the same humility. And what can we do in our own meager, our own feeble, our own limited kind of way to preach the good news, not only with words, but with life, with deeds, with actions, so that all who come to know us will see the light of Christ radiating through us.